Narayana Namaskritya Narachaiva Narotamam Devim Saravasim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudirayat Nashtaprayesh Badresu Nityam Bhagavatam Sevaya Bhagavati Ottam Sloke Bhakti Bhavati Naisiki Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this morning we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 5, entitled Narada's Teachings to Vasudev. And we are treating text 28. Tam tada purushamarsya maharajo palakshanam yajanti veda tantrabhyam param gigyasavo niripa tam tada purushamarsya maharajo palakshanam yajanti veda tantrabhyam param gigyan savo nripa tam tada purusham atya maharajo palakshanam yajanti veda tantrabhyam param gigyan savo nripaha tadam raja priyamasya maharajo palam shanam yajanti veda tantrabhyam param gigyan savo nripaha Tadam Maja Purushamatsya Maharajo Palam Shanam Yajanti Veda Tantrapyam Param Yajan Savo Nripam Tadam Rajo Purushamatsya Maharajo Palam Shanam Yajanti Veda Tantrabhyam Param Gigyasavo Nirpa Tadam Dara Purushamasya Maharajo Palakshanam Yajanti Veda Tantrabhyam Param Gigyaso Nirpaha Matajis. All right, word for word translation. Tam, him, tada, in that age, purusham, the supreme enjoyer, matsyaha, mortal man, maharaja, a great king, opalakshanam, playing the role of, yajanti, they worship, Veda Tantrabhyam, according to the original Vedas and the ritual Tantras, Param of the Supreme, Gigyan Savaha, those who want to gain knowledge, Nripa, O King. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Esi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. My dear King, in Dwarapa Yuga, men who desire to know the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is a supreme enjoyer, worship Him in the mood of honoring a great King, following the prescriptions of both the Vedas and Tantras. Please kindly repeat after me. My dear King, in Dwarapa Yuga, men who desire to know the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is a supreme enjoyer, worship Him in the mood of honoring a great King, following the prescriptions of both the Vedas and Tantras. Srila Prabhupada's purport. When Lord Krishna was leaving the city of Hastinapur, Arjuna personally held an umbrella over the Lord, and Uddhava and Satyaki fanned the Lord with decorated fans. Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 10th Chapter, verse 17 and 18. In this way, Emperor Yudhisthira and his followers worship Krishna as the greatest of noble kings and as the supreme personality of Godhead. Similarly, at the Rajasriya sacrifice, all of the great souls of the universe elected Krishna as the king of all kings, the greatest personality, deserving of first worship. Such reverential worship of the Lord is characteristic of Dwarapa Yuga, as described in this verse. Maharajo Palakshanam. With each successive yuga, namely Satya, Treta, Dwarapa, and Kali, the condition of human society deteriorates more and more. As mentioned in this verse, the only favorable qualification of the residents of Dwarapa Yuga is that they are Gigyansava, strongly desirous of knowing the absolute truth. Otherwise, there is no good qualification mentioned. The inhabitants of Satya Yuga were described as Shanta, Nirvaraya, Suhrida, and Shama, or peaceful, free from envy, the well-wishers of every living entity, and fixed on the spiritual platform, beyond the molds of material nature. Similarly, the inhabitants of Treta Yuga were described as Dhamishtaha and Brahmavadinaha, or thoroughly religious and expert followers of the Vedic injunctions. In the present verse, the inhabitants of Dwarapa Yuga are said to be simply Gigyansava, desiring to know the absolute truth. Otherwise, they are described as Marsyaha, or subject to the weakness of moral beings. If the human society of even Dwarapa Yuga was clearly inferior to that of Satya and Treta Yugas, we can hardly imagine the truly disastrous condition of human society in Kali Yuga. Therefore, as will be mentioned in the following verses, human beings who have taken their birth in the present age of Kali should attach themselves rigidly to the movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to free themselves from foolishness. Amagyana tamridasya gyanan gyanasalakaya shakshuramalitam yena tasmai sri gurave namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahim Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yukta Padakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunastam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu, Dina bando jagatpate, gope shagopita kanta, radha kanta namastute. Taptakan chana gorangi, radhe brindavaneshwari, brishabanu sute devi, pranamami hari priye. Namo mahavadanyaya, krishna prema pradayate, krishnaya krishna chaitanya, namini gauratvize namaha. Nityanado vatutendur, vasuda pranavalabaha, janavir jivita patir, krishna prema prada prabhu, padmavati sutta srimam, sachidananda purvajaha, vavomacha jagatrakta, rakta gora klevaraha. Panchatatva makam krishnam, bhakta rupa swarupa kam, bhakta avataram bhakta kyam, namami bhakti shaktikam. Namo. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Itinamini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvesesa Sunyavadi Pasachade Satarina Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Ivacha Paritanam Pavinibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaurbhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Tam tadha purusham martya maharajo palakshanam yajanti veda tantrabhyam param jijyam shavo nripaha. My dear king, in Dwarapa Yuga, men who desire to know the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Supreme Enjoyer, worship him in the mood of honoring a great king, following the prescriptions of both the Vedas and Tantras. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum lagayate green yat krepatamahadvande shri guru dina antaranam paramanam maravam sri chaitanya ishwaram akanda mandala karam vyapta yena characharam tatpadam dashitam yena tasmai sri gurave namaha. Hare Krishna. So we are very happy to be here. We always come to Radha Gopinath to take some mercy. So Srila Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, when he disappeared from the planet, the first dream I had about him is that he asked me to go to a particular house. It's a building. He said, go there and bring me some document. So I went to the building, and when I got to the building, I look up, and it is written there, Radha Gopinath Temple. So I went in, and then I told the person that I met, that Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj says I should bring him a document. And I was handed over some paper. And then I went back to Maharaj and I handed him the paper. And then he said, what did you see in that temple? I said, the way I was received by the devotees was amazing. The way the devotees related to each other, very amazing. The way I saw them conducting devotional service was just wonderful. And His Holiness said, yes, I send you there to learn how to become a Vaishnava. And the dream ended. I realized I was simply sleeping on my mat. So, even before then, I always feel very inspired to come here because I can see how devotional service is practiced, how the devotees here are taking this Krishna consciousness very, very seriously. So thank you very much for allowing us to come here to take the mercy of seeing how seriously you are taking to this process of Krishna consciousness. I often say that in the very near future, when we want leaders in our ISKCON society, we will come to Radha Gopinath Temple. I've often said that when we are looking for a good example of preachers, of Krishna conscious devotees, we have to turn to the Radha Gopinath Temple. In fact, today, the whole world is witnessing the wonderful Krishna consciousness that is going on here. Believe it or not, the social media is carrying His Holiness Srila Radhana Maharaj's lectures all over the whole world, as well as Gaura Gopal Prabhu's wonderful presentations all over the whole world. You will not believe it, but friends and classmates who know me as Hare Krishna, they send me Radhana Maharaj's lectures. They send me Gaura Gopal Prabhu's lectures because they know that this is a Hare Krishna man and he's speaking such wonderful philosophy. They send it to me. I'm not surprised, but I feel very inspired that the whole world is recognizing that there is something here. So thank you very much for being here to give spiritual solace to the entire world. One friend of mine, he's just a retired ambassador of Ghana to Italy. A few days ago, he sent me a video clip of Gaura Gopal Prabhu speaking on the flight, the journey of life, that taking off is like birth and landing is like death. And in between, there is great turbulence and that you have to decide how to handle that turbulence. This ambassador of Ghana to Italy, he just came back from his ambassadorial duties. He sent this to me and said, this is wonderful. So we are very grateful to be associated with this wonderful group of devotees headed by His Holiness Srila Radhanath Maharaj. Coming to today's verse, it says, my dear king, in Dwarapa Yuga, men who desire to know the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is a supreme enjoyer, worship him in the mood of honoring a great king, following in the prescriptions of both the Vedas and the Tantras. So, Krishna is very merciful. Krishna is very kind. Even though the living entity decided to leave the spiritual world and come into the material world to imitate Krishna's activities, still, Krishna, out of his kindness, supreme kindness, comes into the material world in different forms just to give an opportunity to the living entity to worship him, to get his mercy, get purified of all his material desires, and eventually return to the spiritual abode. This is the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Otherwise, what is the need of the Supreme Lord coming into the material creation? Paritranayam sadunam vinasayacha duskritam. Krishna comes into the material world just for two reasons. One is to give protection to his devotees and simultaneously to annihilate the demonic forces. But more important for Krishna is to give protection to his devotees. More important for Krishna is to give solace to his devotees. Killing of demons, the material energy is very expert in taking care of them. So Krishna does not need to come into this material world to kill demons. He just comes. He simply comes to give pleasure to his devotees. We just finished celebrating Kartik, the month of Damodar. And it's such a wonderful month, such a blissful month, offering lamp to Damodar every day and singing those wonderful songs every day. This is the manifestation of Krishna's mercy. Krishna manifests his mercy for the pleasure of his devotees. That is why he comes. Parikshit Maharaj asked Shukadev Goswami a question in the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Nanda kim akarot brahma siryam eva maho daya yashodava mahabhava papo yashya stanam hari. How is it possible that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has become the son of Nanda Maharaj? What pious activities has Nanda Maharaj performed to merit the Supreme Personality of Godhead becoming his son? And what great activities, what great pious activities has Mother Yashoda performed for the Supreme Personality of Godhead to call him Mother, Mother, and suck her breast with relish? That is a question Parikshit Maharaj placed before Shukadev Goswami, his spiritual master. And we find the answer in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Shilakaviraj Goswami Maharaj says that due to the influence of love, due to bhav, the cowherd boys, they climb the shoulders of Krishna. They wrestle with Krishna. Due to the same love, Mother Yashoda binds Krishna. due to the same love, Nanda Maharaj orders Krishna to please bring his shoes to him. And Krishna lovingly carries the shoes of Nanda Maharaj on his head, and he offers it to his father. So this is the power of devotional service. Devotional service is so great that it makes the living entity take a superior position to the Lord. Krishna, he's a supreme controller. Aham sarvasya prabhavo matam sarvam pravartate. Everything emanates from Krishna. Both the spiritual and material worlds, everything emanates from Krishna. But Krishna is so wonderful. Krishna is so interesting that simply by performance of devotional service, Krishna accepts his devotee to be superior to him. This is wonderful. So that is the power of devotional service. And therefore, the Lord makes it possible for all people throughout all the ages to have the opportunity to perform this devotional service. In Satya Yuga, people were very pious. They performed meditation on the Supreme Lord. In Treta Yuga, a different process is given for worshipping the Lord. Sacrifices. In Dwarapa Yuga, deity worship is recommended. And in Kali Yuga, we worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead by chanting His holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, whether the residents of Satya Yuga meditated on the Lord, whether the residents of Treta Yuga worship the Lord by sacrifices, whether the residents of Dwarapa Yuga worship Krishna by deity service, or the residents of Kali Yuga worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead by chanting His holy names, they all lead to the same thing, devotional service. So, here it is described that the residents of Dwarapa Yuga, they worship Krishna as an ideal king. And we see, Srila Prabhupada opens the purport by saying when Lord Krishna was leaving the city of Hastinapur, the Pandavas and other devotees, they demonstrated this special worship of the Lord. Arjuna was carrying an umbrella. And Uddhava and Satyaki, they were fanning the Lord with decorated fans. And all others were rendering different services for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport that the only qualification of the people of Dwarapa Yuga is that they are Gigansava. They are aspiring to have knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To have knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one has to also perform devotional service. Paramanam Gyanam Guyam Me. Devotional service, acquiring knowledge, must go along with the performance of devotional service. Acquiring only knowledge without devotional service is not complete. So, even though the residents of Dwarapa Yuga are interested in acquiring knowledge of the Supreme, but still, alongside with that, they have to perform devotional service. So this is the process. One has to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and by saying worshiping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Lord reveals knowledge within the core of the heart of the devotee. Similarly, in Kali Yuga, just by chanting the holy names, in Kali Yuga, just by singing the glories of the Lord, one becomes purified. And then the knowledge of the Supreme Personality becomes manifest in the heart of the devotee. So this is the process that Krishna has given us. Yesterday, during the flight from Kenya, I came by Kenya Airways from Accra to Nairobi and Nairobi to Mumbai. In our flight, there was a sick lady with her husband. And the lady was coughing and coughing every second. She was coughing. She was having difficulty breathing. So the attendants, the flight attendants, they noticed that this lady, the way she's having difficulty, even on the ground, she will have more difficulty when the plane takes off. Because the oxygen level will drop when the plane takes off. So if she's struggling to breathe on the ground, then what will happen when the craft is out there? So they reported the matter to the airport authority. And immediately a medical doctor was sent onto the aircraft. And then this doctor came to examine the lady, and he told the lady and the husband, sorry, you cannot fly. And they were insisting that they would have to fly in that flight. And the doctor said, please, if you fly, you will not reach your destination. The oxygen up there would be limited. And if you are struggling to breathe here, you will just pass out as soon as the plane takes off. But this lady was so stubborn. She said, doctor, I have something to do in Mumbai, and I must go. It took a whole lot of time, 1 hour, to convince this lady and the husband to get out of the plane. To a point that everyone else on the plane was worried. Everyone began to shout at the lady, please, get off the plane to let us go. So as I was just witnessing, the lady was just right in front of me. As I was witnessing this, I began to shed tears. Why? Because I started feeling my own pitiable situation. That this is how stubborn the living entity is in this material world. We are so stubborn. Very, very stubborn. That we don't want to leave this material world. The devotees are coming to appeal to us. Please, get out of this material world. Please. There is so much trouble here. Get out of this material world. But we say, no. I have some plans I want to fulfill. I want to enjoy my wealth. I want to enjoy my fame. I want to enjoy my family. I want to enjoy the material world. Please allow me another moment. That's how stubborn the living entity is. We are so stubborn that Krishna has sent us his pure devotees to come to give us the opportunity to render devotional service and return to the spiritual world. And we are saying no. So I realize my own position. That this is how stubborn I am. That my spiritual master comes. That Srila Prabhupada has come. All these wonderful Vaishnavas are here, and they are reminding me every day, get out of this material platform and go back to the spiritual world. And I'm saying, no. I want to remain. So Lord Chaitanya is so merciful that he has come to give us a holy name. And not only that, he is so merciful that he sent his Sananta Bhakta, Srila Prabhupada's commander-in-chief, Srila Prabhupada, to come to spread the holy name across the world. And he's still so merciful that he has sent many of his devotees to come to assist Srila Prabhupada in spreading this Krishna consciousness throughout the world so that everyone will have the opportunity to take Krishna consciousness, to practice Krishna consciousness and return to the spiritual world. But people like me, we are so stubborn that we don't want to take to this process of Krishna consciousness and return to the spiritual world. So Srila Prabhupada is saying in the last part of his purport, he says, therefore, as will be mentioned in the following verses, human beings who have taken their birth in the present age of Kali should attach themselves rigidly to the movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to free themselves from foolishness. We are so foolish that even though we have this wonderful process of Krishna consciousness, we are still attached to so many unnecessary things, so many unwanted things. And this way, we are slowing down our progress in Krishna consciousness. In this way, we are checking our progress of going back home, back to Godhead. That is our real home. Samprasane Bhagavati. That by pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Samprasane, when we are able to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, immediately we become free from the modes of material nature. And then one is qualified to return to the spiritual world. So, this is an opportunity for us all, chant Hare Krishna, render devotional service, serve the Vaishnavas, serve Srila Prabhupada's mission, and return to the spiritual world. That is the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna. Any comments or questions? Yes, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Generally, it is seen, it's only when we have serious problems, that's the time we are attracted to Krishna consciousness.
Can you repeat your question? I didn't get it well.
You want me to repeat it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Generally, it is seen that when we have some serious problems in our life, that's the time we are attracted to Krishna consciousness.
Yes.
Does it mean that the Lord is giving us this problem on purpose?
Thank you. What a very enlivening question. My hearing is affected because of the flight. So I begin to appreciate the Prabhupada more and more and more. Just see a small flight, 11 hours flight. I can't hear well. But His divine grace, He travels several hours, and as soon as He lands, He resumes His spiritual duty instantly. So I appreciate Srila Prabhupada more and more and more. That just a small flight, a small issue, and I'm having difficulty balancing out. But for Him, He is completely on the transcendental plane. That all these material circumstances, they don't affect Him. So thank you for your question. Krishna is very kind. So when He loves a devotee, He gives a devotee trouble. Or when he loves a living entity, He subjects a living entity to trouble so that he can surrender. Swajana dukha dukhayo. Krishna says that when I want to favor my devotee, yashyaham anugrihanami. When I want to favor my devotee, I take away all the wonderful things of his life, and then I give him misery. And in this way, his relatives, his friends, they abandon him. And then, in that situation, the devotee turns to me. So, difficulties are Krishna's mercy. It is also mentioned that Durga Devi, the superintendent of this material creation, has two kinds of mercies. One mercy is, he gives a lot of material benedictions, material facilities to many people. And they think, oh, wonderful, Mataji, thank you very much. Durga Devi, thank you for giving me all these wonderful arrangements so that I can enjoy my senses. But Durga Devi, she has another kind of mercy. And that mercy is to subject the living entity to difficulty. And when that living entity is subject to difficulty, he raises his hands in surrender. He says, my dear Devi, please help me out. I don't want to remain here anymore. So it is said that this mercy is the best of the two. When Durga Devi subjects a living entity to difficulty so that he can surrender to the Supreme Lord, that is the best of her mercies. When Durga Devi gives a lot of material assets, material facilities, one may think, oh, Durga Devi is so merciful to me. She's given me so much. But actually, it is punishment. Because you will stay longer and longer in the material world trying to enjoy what is not yours. The material energy is not meant for the enjoyment of the living entity. The material body is not meant for the enjoyment of the living entity. The material energy, the living entity, the material body is all meant for Krishna's enjoyment. He's the only enjoyer. And we are meant to be enjoyed. But when we occupy the wrong position, when we want to take the place of Krishna, that is very dangerous. And therefore, Durga Devi, she gives us difficulty. Krishna, he takes away all the wonderful things. And then we come to our senses and we surrender to the Supreme Lord. So it is Krishna's wonderful mercy that we experience difficulties. And through that difficulty, we begin to understand that this world is not a good place, that this world is not meant for us. And then we turn our attention to Krishna. I remember one lecture by His Holiness Guru Govinda Swami Maharaj in Ghana. He says, the living entity sometimes looks at Maya and sometimes he looks at Krishna. So, what Maya does is to give the living entity a very terrible slap. And when that terrible slap comes, then the living entity, he now turns to Krishna. So he says that Durga Devi's service, thankless service, is to subject the living entity to punishment so that he can turn his face to Krishna. So that is the mercy of Krishna. So Krishna is so kind to us. He gives us trouble so that we can surrender. Those who are wise, they don't wait for troubles to come before they surrender. But those who are foolish, they wait until the trouble comes, then before they surrender. So, but whatever it is, our position is that we are servants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that is our real position. As soon as we understand this and we act in this capacity, then we are in our proper position, and the spiritual world and the spiritual life and the spiritual bliss is ours. This is what Krishna is offering us in devotional service. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Yes, Prabhu.
You gave a very nice class.
Thank you, Prabhu.
I I have one doubt.
Yes.
You made a very nice presentation about the flight, and when you went in the flight, and that Mataji didn't want it to get down. And then you made it very clear that it is my situation also. I also wanted to hang on over there in this material world. I don't want to get out. I wanted to know very clearly from you, is that how a devotee, after knowing very clearly that this is a very nasty place, somehow or other I want to get out from this place, and we wanted to see to it that this should be our last life. We don't want to take any chances. That fire of devotional life and that fire to get out at any cost should go on increasing as and when we spend the days in devotional life. So much so that before the death comes in front of us, we are so clear about it that nothing gives us any attachment other than Krishna. That thing, we all know it, that we are supposed to have it. But the material nature is always giving lots of distraction and is making us attracting, and we have to give a fight, and again the pace goes down. Again we do hearing, chanting, again the pace goes up, again it goes down, and this goes on, fight goes on continuously. I wanted to know very clearly from you how to see to it that pace continuously goes on up and up and up, and the distraction doesn't come up, and we have a very clarity that we want to get out from this nasty place and nothing should come up in between.
Thank you, Prabhu. This is the king of all questions. How to consistently move ahead without looking back. Maya is playing her role. She is the examination officer. If you go to college, you go to school, you must pass your exams to be promoted to the next class. Our Christian brothers, they often condemn the position of the devil or Satan. But very often than not, I tell them that actually the Satan is a very dear servant of the Lord. Satan, what we call Maya, is playing a very, very crucial role in examining our desires. And that is a duty. So, we have to strengthen our desire. And how do we strengthen our desire? By constant hearing. Tava vikriti de Krishna, that piyusham, by hearing the glories of the Lord, that is what will keep our faith increasing, deepening in Krishna consciousness. By associating with devotees, by hearing from them, by chanting the holy names, by participating in Krishna consciousness constantly, we deepen our desire to progress in Krishna consciousness. It is often said, show me your friend and I will tell you your character. If you associate with devotees who are very staunch in their Krishna consciousness, you will imbibe the same quality. If you associate with people who are sometimes serious and sometimes not serious, you also imbibe the same quality. So, to have a fixed devotion, fixed faith, fixed steadiness in Krishna consciousness, we must identify those devotees that are very fixed in Krishna consciousness and are always eager to glorify the Lord, always eager to describe the glories of the Lord. And we should associate with such devotees, and automatically we would develop those qualities. Otherwise, Maya continues to dangle the carrot in front of our eyes. Even though we are trying to be serious, we are trying to take to the process of Krishna consciousness, Maya has her duty. Her duty is to find out how seriously we are practicing Krishna consciousness, how seriously we are taking to the process of Krishna consciousness. He wants to find out whether there are still some tinge of material desire. If there is any tinge of material desire, we are not qualified to enter the spiritual world. So Maya will bring that out. But if you associate with psych devotees who have psych deep conviction about Krishna consciousness, then we will also imbibe that deep conviction. And we will never look back to whatever wonderful things are in this material world. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Radha Gopinath ki jai.